Just think about the things you see from the moment you wake up in the morning. The mirror you look into every morning. The keys that open your car door. The traffic lights along the way. The billboards, cars. Spend some time to consider, and it will no doubt occur to you that each of these things was produced for a special purpose. No one would say that it was a matter of chance that everything was where it should be when you arose up in the morning. That is because, with the exceedingly complex details they possess, every one of them is an example of special design. What about the people you see walking along the street? Or the trees you pass by, the dog that runs out in front of you, the flowers, the sky above you? Could their existence be by chance, do you think? Everyone who thinks with their reason and conscience, without being swayed by any preconception, will immediately realize that living things and human beings cannot be the work of chance. They will understand that it is the omniscient and almighty God who creates all living things. In all ages, however, there have been people who failed to see this clear reality, or rather, who saw it, but ignored it. These people sometimes emerge as professors, researchers, or paleontologists with long years of training behind them. They claim that trees, birds, clouds, houses, cars, you, yourself, others around you, in short, everything in the universe, animate and inanimate, is all the work of blind chance. In the same way that people all through history have so lost all rationality as to be able to regard totems and the statues they carved with their own hands as divine and think that statues made of mud could possess creative power, these people who regard chance as a divine entity are in exactly the same position. God refers to these people in the Quran thus. He to whom the kingdom of the heavens and the earth belongs. He does not have a son, and he has no partner in the kingdom. He created everything and determined it most exactly. But they have adopted gods apart from him, which do not create anything, but are themselves created. They have no power to harm or help themselves. They have no power over death, or life, or resurrection.